Welcome. I am so grateful you are here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart, open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show.
So welcome everyone to episode 42 of the Tabitha Polaris podcast. I am Tabitha Polaris, and on today's show, Melanie Colton is here to help us align our intuition and awaken our inner goddess. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You did.
Perfect. Yeah. So if you enjoy today's show, you can share with like-minded friends. And if you're listening to the repeat show on the podcast, thank you for listening. And welcome to the show, everyone who's watching live.
Welcome.
You can post questions in the chat. And at the end of the show, we'll just take a quick look at that. So I am your host, and I produce high-frequency meditations and original music. And I'm an intuitive energy healer. And my mission is to raise the frequency of the planet and expand consciousness and fill your hearts with joy. So you can check the link, the description of this show for all the things we discussed today and to discover Melanie and myself. And you can check out my Patreon page to support the show, as well as my link to PayPal if you'd like to give a few bucks to help the show. And again, thank you for joining us. And I'm so grateful for all of you. So, I would like to tell you about today's lovely goddess. My guest, Melanie Colton, is a highly sought after spiritual expansion and integration mentor. She helps guide women into their full empowered self, awakening their divine soul path through connection and awareness of their spiritual gifts and relationship with source energy. Healing the path to soul field remembrance with various trauma-informed healing modalities and techniques, creating flow and alignment to receive your heart's desires in abundance. So Melanie believes when you are one with yourself, you are one with all. And she says, light the fire, fuel the flame, goddess rise. This show's going to be amazing. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Melanie.
Thank you. And I'm like, I'm so glad that I got to pre-write that, because every time I try and like speak live about it, I get so caught up in the energy and I just fumble my words. So
before we start the interview, I can't wait to learn more about you, but I always tune into the energy of the guest and I pick an angel oracle card. And I also have a guest for everyone, a card for everyone listening today.
Yes.
So of course I was guided to use the divine goddess deck. Ooh. And I picked Shekinah, the presence of the divine feminine. At the center of everything, there is light. And I am that light. And when I picked that card, I was like, that is perfect for you.
That is so perfect.
It's so dead on, because I looked at your website and I read your bio and I was like, yep, the angels are with us.
They are so with us. That is beautiful.
So I feel lots of angels around you. So I was also guided to, you know, pull my Archangel Oracle card deck. And I picked Spiritual Understanding, Archangel Raziel. I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. Ooh. And what I feel this card means for you is like, you're always learning and there's like a whole new thing that you're going to get into or expand even more that's in the esoteric realms. And whether it's like sacred geometry or symbols or some type of different energy frequency, I feel like you're always learning and expanding your gifts. And because you're intuitive, there's a new thing that you're going to just expand even more. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, so much. Okay, so cool. Much. Always.
Awesome. So the card I picked for everyone listening is called The Universe Has Your Back by Gabriel Bernstein. Yeah. Such beautiful positive messages in that deck.
Yes.
So the card I picked was The Presence of Love Will Always Cast Out Fear. And I thought, well, what a beautiful card for everyone to receive during these kind of chaotic emotional times. And love always wins. Light will transform the lower. And just remember that. And we're actually in an exciting time of spiritual ascension. And I know it's kind of crazy when you look at what's going on in the world, but the truths are within your heart and go within to, you know, really, you know, resonate with what's really going on. And of course, stay out of that fear frequency, because the best thing you can do for the planet right now is stay in a high frequency of love and light. So
that's be in that love.
Exactly.
That love. Yeah.
All right. So tell us, Melanie, what exactly do you do? What is a spiritual expansion and integration mentor, and how do you help others? This is so cool.
Okay. So let's kind of do a little bit of a Cliff Notes version of it. Because I really am like an expansive energy. I really love diving into the knowledge and the wisdom of the esoteric plane, but also like the scientific side of things. So understanding how we can take these spiritual divinity tools, and I teach them in a way that kind of supports the logic mind, because we have such a hard time, right? Being in that ego space, being in our logic and trying to understand like the magic of the universe. Yeah. And I know that it's like, like it's a really hard thing to explain. So yeah. I really do like a balance of like, you know, the neuroplasticity and understanding, you know, the frequency and the wiring of our brain, the subconscious and the conscious and the unconscious mind, and marrying it together with different divinations to support our deep connection with ourself, our higher self, our truest self, along with spirit and source energy. So I work a lot with women one-on-one, but I also do create programs and hold space for multiple women at one time to kind of come in and focus on one area of their being, one area of expansion at a time. And so obviously the spiritual journey is very unique and individual to each person. I very much do not believe in a spiritual checklist, or there is a right way or a wrong way to do your journey. And as a teacher, like if we get into the human design and stuff like that, I'm a 4-6 generator. So I'm very much in a place of observance, of absorbing the information and seeing a wider perspective, and then in a leadership role of guiding others to kind of see their own inner magic. I can see kind of what is missing and bring it into kind of like a response of what the universe, the humanity kind of needs at this time.
So you said 4-6 generator. Do we all have numbers? Are you into numerology?
Human design is very much like astrology, right? So it is correlates with our exact birth time and our birth date. And it's a DNA. It's like the integration of our actual DNA and our coding. So So even if two people that could be born at the same day on the same time can have different like strategy types, different authority types, like it's just like, it's kind of like astrology expanded, right?
Cool.
Like, jumping into human design, I've actually realized that like astrology, like in the zodiac, is a lot more constrictive, where it kind of keeps us in that box of providing these traits. Like if you are like a Capricorn, you're this way, this way, this way, this way. If you are a Pisces, you are this way, this way, this way. Where human design, there's just so many layers, like just like the onion that continues to peel back and peels back, but in no way kind of stereotypes us into fitting into a box. It's really about finding our power centers and the unique magic and energy that lies in each of us, and just allowing that to kind of flow through us and allow ourselves to become who and what we're meant to be.
So speaking of who we're meant to be, let's talk about how you help others awaken their divine soul path and live the life that they desire. Did you like that segue?
I love that.
That was great. 2 points for me today.
You're on it.
I'm on it.
Up late and you're still on it. Like, you know, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I just like to have fun. So let's discuss like the keys to living an extraordinary life.
Really, it's alignment. It's about being your full, like authentic self, unapologetically you, holding space for all that you are in this exact moment. It's not about living in the desire of becoming somebody else, or, you know, the want of being somebody else, or wanting a different life, or calling in a different life. It truly is about being fully accepting of yourself and fully embodying of where you are in your journey.
Gosh, that is so beautiful. And living that way must give you such serenity.
It does.
You know, you get rid of that anxiety about the future and worrying about the past, and you're just in that moment. That's a beautiful way to live. And it also, being present in the moment opens you up to the magic of the universe, I found as well.
It so does, right? We you need to understand that our soul journey is about the becoming, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about, you know, being like content and stopping. Like, we don't get to a certain point and we stop. We continue to evolve, we continue to expand, and we continue to grow. What limits us from like being on that path is us getting in our own way of, you know, that self, like that negative self-talk, that guilt, that shame about the bumps that come up, about, you know, the emotions that become overwhelming, about the mistakes that are made. None of these are bad things. These are all huge teachers.
Yes.
And it's in these teachings, right, that we really evolve, we really ascend, we really get to expand. But we're so taught that, you know, making a mistake, or, you know, saying the wrong thing, or showing up in the wrong way is so detrimental. But it's such a beautiful thing. And when we can accept ourselves fully, flaws and all, because it's not even a flaw, right? It's not a fault. There's no failure. There's no flaws, right? It's just the expansion. It's just you.
It's beautiful
journey.
You.
It's you.
Yes.
And this is the exact path that you are supposed to be on. And when we try to limit ourselves in staying in that box, and we're afraid, when we are afraid to make a change, to, you know, step out and become, you know, we just sit in the moment and we hold ourselves back. Mm. We create that disalignment. We create, you know, the turmoil and the chaos, right? Bumps and mistakes are not the chaos. It's the reaction to those bumps and those mistakes that create the chaos. And once we can understand that, and we see the beauty, you know, that's really there for us, this gift of expansion and growth, the opportunity to learn, to pick up another tool and put in our toolbox to continue to help us on this journey, we become so free. We become light. And it's just like we have this magnetism, this energy that is created, that more of, you know, these higher frequency desires that we're really calling out for easily come into play for us. So less bumps, like the less rocky our future is, the lessons and everything like that, they don't end, because that is our soul's journey. It's just continued growth, continued expansion. And that comes through the learning process.
So a couple key points that I love that you made was that, you know, when you're wanting something, that is a state of lack. So you definitely are attracting lack, even though you think that you have a goal. And so the other thing you said was these bumps in the road, these mistakes, or, you know, hardships in our life are true life lessons. And what the listeners can do that don't know how to snap yourself out of, you know, reacting in a bad way, you can respond with gratitude.
Yes.
That's like the first step in, you know, being aware of, oh, looking at something with a higher consciousness kind of a way. So you can just have, oh, I'm really grateful for this learning experience. When I look back at all the mistakes I've made in my life or all of the tragedies or things that happened, I would never be who I am today if none of that didn't happen. I have found that there is expanded growth in a huge way with suffering, unfortunately. So sometimes you have to suffer a little bit to expand and grow. So I'm just really grateful for all of that craziness.
It's so common. And it's like, when I tell people like my story, and like a lot of it is, you know, like chaos and it's turmoil and it's upsetting, and people are like, oh, and I was like, no, it's like, it's okay. Like, it's really okay, because I'm like, I would literally hit rewind and go back and go through it all over again.
Yeah.
Because it's every single misfortune, every single turmoil, every single sadness, you know, brought me like to this point. Every single one of them was a like an unlocking of a key, opening of a door. And it was a path that led back to myself.
Mm. That's beautiful. So besides, you know, connecting to your true self, how can we deepen our relationship with source energy and become more aware of our intuitive gifts? Because that's also an important step in ascension spiritually.
Very, very true. So, like, you got to play around with, you know, those clair gifts that you have. We all have like that powerful intuition. We all have, you know, those nudges and those niggles and those inklings. Sometimes we feel them in our stomach. Sometimes we feel them in our heart. You know, sometimes it's the shivers up the spine. We're all very intuitive beings. But what has happened is over time, we have allowed that louder voice in our head, right, that ego state, to kind of take control over us. And we need to soften that voice. We need to quiet that voice. And for me, I find, like, obviously it's in our head, right? Like that ego state is always heard in our head. It is not heard or felt anywhere else in our physical body. It is only in our mind, only in our head. So to really tap in and build a beautiful relationship, right, with your intuition, you have to get to know your body, that your physical body. You know, where you feel pain, that is like, that tells you where you're holding energy. There's also a way to decipher what type of pain it is. What's that stagnant energy? What's that wounding? What's that limiting belief? Mm. Right? Our organs are all energetic centers. Our chakra system that goes up our spine, it all holds and, you know, different types of energies, but again, different parts of our being. So when we can tap into this and we start to understand where these nudges, these niggles are coming from, we learn where our true empowerment lies. We start to notice what gives us that hell yes feeling, but also what is like, no, this isn't me. This isn't good for me. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's usually we get those hits, right? We'll get the hits. And then instead of allowing our body, right, our intuition to guide us, we like hit that timeout, we come up to our brain and we overanalyze, and we send most of the time end up making the complete opposite decision than what we're being guided to, or not moving at all.
And if you don't listen to the universe, the universe will get much louder.
Yes.
It'll come back stronger.
Yeah. Louder and harder and a lot less gentle, I have found in my own journey.
Yes. So I've personally experienced a holistic doctor walking me through visualizing what color my pain is and imagining it like floating away out of my aura and into the universe and giving it right back. And that was like such a great experience. And then I was like, oh, I can do this at home too, not just in her office. But what I realized is sometimes emotional trauma can get stuck in the physical body.
Yes.
And I really pray and hope, and I'm just hoping that in the future, our school system can really start teaching the children of our future about the amazing, powerful gifts of who we really are, and teaching them just about tapping into your intuition and trusting yourself and how we can heal ourselves, and just expanding that mindset in school would be so wonderful. Yes. Intuition taught in school is definitely in our future.
It would be such a beautiful gift, yeah.
And sound healing, I believe, is really the future of healing many things as well. So yes. I'm really excited to see how things turn out. So hopefully soon,
yeah, I agree.
You know, we can make a few changes in the school system. But as parents, if you have children or you're a guardian of a child, definitely teach them at home outside of the school. It's so important that children tap into that and grow up to, you know,
yes,
develop all these amazing gifts and trust themselves. I always ask my daughter, well, how do you feel about it? What does it feel like in your body? You know, trust your intuition.
Yeah. And the reason why so much of these like diseases and these illnesses are being captured inside of our physical being right now is because we were taught to suppress emotions, not to share emotions, not to feel, right? Because we burdened other people, right? Somebody else always had it worse. We're not the only ones going through it, but it's, we're not looking to, like, you know, vomit our energy on people, right? That's not the purpose of it, right? It really is about creating that connection, that understanding that we all have struggles. We all have these human moments, and there is nothing wrong with asking friends, families, lovers for that support, for that space, for us to feel that emotion. We're not burdening other people. Yeah. We're not putting our emotions on other people. We're just simply asking for that space to be held for us so we can understand it and move through it. And the same thing should be should happen with our children, right? I know for my kids, like when, you know, the anxiety revs up, or, you know, that frustration comes in, okay, well, let's tap into that, right? Like, let's tap into that. Like, you know, what are you feeling?
Yeah.
Do you know why you're feeling this way? Right. And, you know, you can learn to navigate if this is like that buildup of, like, you know, the emotion and emotion, and emotion, just like that compoundedness. And then it just becomes like, you know, that
explosion
and the explosion, and it all goes everywhere. But when we hold space for our kids and we show them that there is this process, the safe process, the safe space to feel the emotions without judgment, without shame, without guilt, they actually learn to start processing it on their own. Mm-hmm. And it, like, they can do it like so quickly. Like, my kids now, like, will reverse coach me. Like, you know,
like, you've created monsters. I love it.
Right? Like, you know, they'll like, it's so much more of like the Zen energy, so much more of a wider perspective. Like, they have so much compassion and love for themselves without fear or, like, you know, of judgment of other people. They, you know, my daughter goes to school and she teaches her friends, okay, let us take in, you know, those three deep cleansing breaths, and let's work.
Oh, I love it.
Through it, right?
Breathing. Who would have thought breathing can calm you down?
Right. Yeah.
But what you said about holding space for someone else, I love that. I love that, because you don't really have to give them advice. It's really their journey. But if someone calls a friend, if they need to, like, talk or whatever, holding space is really beautiful. I think I created some monsters too, because if I get a cold, my kids are like, use essential oils, Ma.
Yeah.
Yes. You were listening. So let's talk about the beautiful divine feminine. Can you share a few tips on how we can connect to our inner divine feminine and goddess?
The inner divine feminine energy is really about being in that openness to receive, right? Mm. We are in that like creative flow. We are just leaning back and just trusting and surrendering to, you know, the universe for, you know, that alignment to come like in this. For yes, just like we're just like, you know, feet up, you know, in the recliner, and we're just waiting. We're just waiting for the doors to open and all of that abundance and all of that joy and all of that happiness to just kind of come flooding through. And we are there just open arms, ready to receive it. We're not questioning it. We are not judging it. We are just, we know it. We know that we are worthy. We know that like it's our birthright, and we know exactly what we are an energetic match for is just coming for us.
Mm. So being in tune with what you need and want.
Yes.
Not what's bad for you.
Yeah. And, you know, this comes, we really want to, again, like tap into that physical body again, right?
Yeah.
That divine feminine energy is really held in our womb space, in that sacral chakra. Whether or not you have the physical, you know, womb or not is irrelevant. That magic, that second universe, it lives and resides within you regardless. Mm. And it's about tapping into that magic. It's about tapping into that fire in your belly. Like, you ladies know exactly what I mean when that fire is lit. You feel it. You feel that roar. You feel like, you know, that lioness kind of like breaking through, just like, here I am, right? You're like, you're so confident. You're so empowered. Like, you're on cloud nine. Nothing could knock you down. You know that you're in tune. You know that you're in alignment. And like, the confidence is just off the charts. Mm. And when our, like, you know, when we're feeling this way and we're in this alignment and we're in this empowerment, our sensuality, our sexuality is also raised and on a whole new vibrational energy. We become extra magnetic. Everybody, men, women, everybody is just like coming in because they're like, something is going on.
So that's like when someone walks in the room and they're like, and extremely like energetic, and you just, everyone's attracted to that person, right? Yes. You're like in that frequency zone, and you're in your own skin, and you're just like in the zone.
Exactly. Because like the inner goddess really gets to come out and be like unleashed when like all of our chakra centers are opened and aligned. And we really get into this place of alignment, of clarity through doing all of the work. Right? Like our healing, any limiting beliefs, any, you know, coding that has held us back. It's not about having all of the healing done. But again, it comes back down to that acceptance of where we are. Right? The goddess is not about the doing, right? It's not about the doing of the things. The goddess is about the being of the things.
Ah, I like that.
Okay.
That's right? A good way for me to understand it now. Thank you.
So you want to just be, and then you are the goddess.
Ah.
And we are all goddesses.
Yes.
Right? We are all god. You are born a goddess, right? The goddess is not something that you have to find, you know, find in yourself. It's about remembering that she is there, giving her that space to come through, to arise, to awaken, and to be.
It kind of sounds fun.
It's so much fun.
It sounds fun.
Like, it's so much fun.
Like, it is fun.
Awakening the goddess, you know, and connecting to the inner goddess is a really powerful shift in your energy, right? Because you get to do all of these fun things to connect to her, right? Because she really is about, again, that feminine energy. That's the playful, that, you know, that's that self-care. This is that self-indulgence. It's that self-awareness. It's the creativity. So, you know, you're dancing and you're in touch with that physical body. You're loving yourself, right? You are soaking in the bath with the crystals and the flower petals, right? You are in that flowy dress and just like, you know, pretending that you are, you know, I don't even know, like that floating leaf that's going all around. You are, you know, in that breath work, that tantric breath work, that again, just you're blowing that fire that resides in you, and you're in that heat, you're in that emotion. And when we're in that emotion, we feel so alive, so vibrant.
I wonder, being in that space, are you more likely to have like a Kundalini experience?
Yes.
Let's talk about that. I'm fascinated about that. I had one during a Reiki attunement.
Oh, beautiful.
Which I was like, oh, I only thought that happened during intimacy, but it happened during a Reiki attunement for me. That was my first one.
Because it is like, you know, it's that, you know, that Shakti, that serpent that is, you know, located at the base of our spine. And, you know, the Kundalini experience really is about the awakening process. Yes. That as the snake travels up through our chakra system, we ascend more into higher states of consciousness. And because this, you know, the serpent, the Kundalini, the Shakti resides within our lower, you know, this within our womb space, the connection to our goddess is the activation of our Shakti. That is the gateway that really allows that energy to be held. And it's like that fire that we create within that space, it awakens and it warms and it starts that journey of that Kundalini energy to rise within us. And a Kundalini experience takes a really long time. Like just because you are traveling up through all of your chakras, and each of them, and they're very, very powerful. They're very, very powerful. So each transcendence through each chakra point, right, through each energy center in our body is an awakening experience on its own, with the ultimate goal, right, coming up into our crown and reaching that Christ consciousness state of just complete awareness of the oneness that resides within the universe. So there's a lot of lessons. There's a lot of teachings. There are a lot of things in the shadow side and the light side of us that we have to master, you know, to really support a full Kundalini experience. So don't, because I know people like feel Kundalini, they hear Kundalini and they get so excited and they try and force it to happen.
No, you can't force it.
You can't
and
force it.
It doesn't it happen like in stages, like it could happen multiple times. It's like a process, right?
It's a full process. It's a process. And really, really for most people, it happens at a very slow rate, because that is the best way for us to really be able to hold the frequency of the energy. Because what will happen is if we shoot up too fast, we can become overwhelmed, right? Which can then result in like that chaotic energy, even a depressive state if haven't really done the mind work. Like in the mind, you know, that subconscious work and that conscious work to really be in calibration to the energy of where we are at, which can cause us to transcend. Yeah. Just because we have that Kundalini rising doesn't mean that it continues to rise. It is actually one of those energies that can transcend again.
Okay. So one last question about the inner goddess. Mm-hmm. So say if women feel very disconnected to their inner goddess, what's like one thing they can do to like take a step forward to connecting with that? What do you suggest?
The one thing, and I'm gonna, and I know this is, there's so much resistance around this, but you really want to get to know your feminine form. Get to know this physical body in a very intimate
way. I'm taking notes.
Like in an intimate way. Like you want to stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself naked. You can bring in the positive affirmations if that is going to make you feel less resistant to just standing there and being with yourself. But you really do just want to be with yourself. But really take in and honor this beautiful vessel that you have been gifted in this lifetime. But get to know what excites you, what lights you up. Right? Into that, you know, get into that sexual nature. Get to know, you know, what your vagina looks like, you know, what your vagina feels like. What does it like to feel? Put your hands, you know, onto your womb space, you know, rub rose oil or like a flower scented essential oil onto that womb space and give homage for the gifts that have birthed through it. If you have children, right? If you have had sexual trauma, again, placing your hands on your womb space and holding that inner child or that, you know, that wounded woman from those traumas, hold her, give her that compassion, that support that she needed at that time. Bring forgiveness to yourself if you hold yourself, you know, responsible for anything that has happened sexually to you. Bring back the love of that physical being.
I just wanted to say I've just intuitively felt a huge healing in the audience in all times. So whoever's watching now and who listens to the replay on Facebook or on any podcast platform. So I just wanted to honor that space for everyone who just had a healing and, you know, sending you love and light.
So much love.
And I was placing my hands over my belly and womb and it was just beautiful. So you're an amazing guest because I'm throwing a lot of questions at you and you like are throwing these amazing answers. None of these questions were prepared. So nope. You are amazing. I'm having a really fun time and I have such gratitude for you. I could talk to you all night, but I know that we're going to wrap up soon. So before we wrap up, we spoke about the difference between intuition and ego. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that, or do you feel we covered enough on that?
I think the only thing that I would really kind of throw out there is just remembrance that our intuition comes in a very subtle way, and generally for like that quick second, right? So if you feel like that nudge, you have that download, you see that sign, take it in and move with it. Do not take that time out and to think about it, right? Mm. So our intuition is that instinct. It's that first split second. Anything that comes after that is ego. Okay. Now, ego is not a bad thing. I just want to really put that out there. Ego is not a bad thing. It is really built for, you know, to keep us safe. The thing is that the ego was given, it was fed in times where, you know, we were, you know, not the top of the food chain. We did not have the technology and, you know, the expansiveness that we have now. It really was that fight or flight, you know, mentality. Like it was that survival instinct. And we no longer need to worry about survival. We need to, you know, our focus now should be about thriving. We don't have to survive. We are meant to thrive. So follow those nudges and those niggles that are leading you to a thriving life, not just an answer to the struggle. If we're just answering the struggles are going to continue to come. But when we start feeding that thriving, the doors of, you know, abundance and flow are going to continue to open for you.
I wrote that down too. Yeah. I'm taking notes, people. And a lot of things you say, I see like my higher self being like, hallelujah, you know, like, yes, dead on, you know, it's very exciting to listen to. I love everything you said about finding your alignment. I was just wondering, when did you dive deep into your own spiritual gifts, or when did you have like your major personal awakening?
So I have like always been spiritually aware. I think my earliest like premonition of connection to spirit happened around like the age of 7 that I can recall, like the details of it. And then I went to a private Catholic school. So there was a lot of talk of the angels and, you know, that type of spirituality within, you know, that community and that space. However, I fell out of it, early teenage years, right? The reality, logically, right? this never-ending happiness, this never-ending joy just didn't seem to be apparent in everybody's world and in the outside world. So, you know, I kind of like suppressed it and cut ties with it. And, you know, my intuition has always like kind of like popped up, even though I wasn't aware that it was my intuition. Mm-hmm. You know, I always just thought I was weird. I always thought, like, don't you guys hear those voices? Like, don't you?
Don't you feel what everyone's feeling?
Just know? Like, yeah, I just know. Right.
And I just know it.
Yeah. And it was like, you're so judgmental. I was like, I'm not judgmental. Like, I really know
things.
I'm like, I have no attachment to this. I'm like, but I just know. Like, you know, I just know. But it wasn't until probably be about 6 years ago, about 6.5 years ago now, that I fully immersed myself into this awakening path and really started to hold the space for teachings and for the lessons to come through, both through spirit, but also through my own endeavors of, you know, connecting to past lives, to, you know, again, following that intuition to the modalities and the trainings and the coaches and the programs and all of the things that just kind of like brought me back to this remembrance of who I was. Because my pivotal moment was waking up one morning and not knowing who I was. I did not know what I wanted out of life. I did not know what my purpose was. I did not know what like lit me up. I had like no hobbies. Like I had no friends. My marriage was in shambles. And it was just like, you know what? I'm like, I think it was like 32. I'm so young because I know that I'm going to live until I'm 104. And I have so much life ahead of me. And I refuse to live it like this. I want something better. I desire something more. And no one is going to give that to me except myself. And so I took full responsibility for, you know, my path, for my emotions, and for feeding my soul.
I love that, because so many people make the mistake of filling the hole within themselves with other people. And then when those people leave, you're like crumbled.
Yes.
So this is such good advice. How do you continue to grow your own gifts? Do you have a mentor? Do you follow any spiritual leaders that or are you looking to learn any new techniques or?
So I do have, like, I do work with a mentor. I work with, like, I don't know if you know her or not, but I do study with Alana Fairchild. She is this, like, glorious, divine, she's not even a being. Like, no, she's like,
she's a total alien. I love her.
So
way high frequency.
Yes. She came into my town a couple of years ago and I went and took one of her full day workshops and I just absolutely fell in love with her energy. And like, you know, we lined up at the end of the day and I had like, you know, 13 of her cards, decks and her books, you know, to get them all signed. And she just kind of like looked at me, but she was just all like, you know, laughing all at the same time.
That's cool.
I'm just like, there's something here, right? And then I found out that she does online programs because she's in Australia, right? So she does, not Australia, yeah, Australia, sorry. And so she does online programs. And so I signed up for that last year. It was a full year of taking her programs, and in doing so, we were allowed to upgrade and work one-on-one, and cool. It was just a complete magical year. I've also done work our programs, like with Rebecca Campbell and Kyle Gray.
I love Kyle Gray.
Right. Yeah. Just like he's got the energy, like just his realness. Again, like I'm really attracted to the realness. Like there's a lot of coaches, you know, that are out there that connect with spirit and they stay in spirit.
Yeah, they're not like grounded. They're
not grounded. They're not real. Like
I get you.
I feel like they hide shit. Like, you know, you know I'll call it.
Yeah, call it. I like real people that are grounded, but also up in the realms, because that's like the best medium. But we were talking about it on the Lightworkers Roundtable about Lee Harris Energy is one of my favorite. That's a YouTube channel. Lee Harris is one of my favorite spiritual teachers. He's just really down to earth and also like a channeler and just really, really, really down to earth and has like no ego.
No.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I don't like when I feel like they're too good for us, you know. Yeah. I like we're all one. So, any advice about, you know, just what's going on in the world today, real quick? Just giving anybody and, you know, who's listening some advice to find inner peace.
Well, you want to go within, right? Remember that we always have control of what is happening with our own energy. We get the choice to choose what energy we're feeding into, you know, what attachments that we're feeding into. And I know that there is a lot going on when we tap into the outer world, and it can be very emotional. It can be very overwhelming. It can be very chaotic, but we have that power to come back within ourselves and always find that solitude and serenity and that calmness within ourselves. So, you know, what I find is that we get caught up in what's going on externally, and we forget to take care of us.
Yes, that's good advice. So everyone, self-care.
Self-care. And you know, when you do feel that overwhelm, or you feel like, you know, you're in that place of losing control, just ask yourself, like, is this mine?
Yeah. Did I lose?
Right? We're these energetic bodies.
No. Yeah. You're back. You're back. You just froze for a second.
Okay. I'm like, okay.
You're like,
so we're these energetic bodies, right? And we can become sponges for what is happening around us. And so that, you know, that time out, that tap in with ourselves of like, is this ours? And then again, going, is my energy best spent in this investment, right? Are we are we in our best, most aligned space self when we are investing in this energy?
Beautiful.
And if the answer is no, right? If that energy is no, take time for yourself. Again, that's self-care. Just recenter, reground, however that works for you. You can do the journaling. Journaling is great if your mind is chaotic and you're overwhelmed with thoughts. Just get it out of you.
It's like a brain
dump. Just write.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you just get it out of you. You don't have to go back and read it. You don't have to go back and reflect on it. You are just literally getting it out on you. Have fun and burn it after. Like, you know, like just get it out of you, right? If you're more into, you know, the meditation, then go in, you know, and meditate 10, 15 minutes, however long you desire to be. You know, go to bed early. Go and have that goddess bath. Get outside in nature and ground with, you know, Mother Gaia.
Yeah.
There's such small, simple things that can be done that create like this huge shift in our energy into a more uplifted state.
Yes. Good tips. Thank you so much. So please tell us about your monthly membership program called Soul Filled Sanctuary. Yes. Obviously, everyone can tell you're amazing from everything that came out of your mouth today. So we'd like to know how to study with you now.
Yeah. So the Soul-Filled Sanctuary is just a monthly membership. And at the beginning of the month, like a theme or, you know, a power word is kind of chosen that we dive into and we hold space for that month. And then we do a monthly goddess circle where we connect to our inner goddess in the embracement of, you know, this word of this theme. You know, and that's live on Zoom, so we can really feel each other's energy and really create that sisterhood, because I'm all about sisterhood and yeah, connection and community. and then we back it all up with there's always a workbook, because I'm an integration coach, and having that workbook and going through and doing the steps and doing the homework and doing the journaling all supports in that integration. Then there's that guided meditation that just really helps to reprogram that subconscious mind. And then finally, we wrap it up with a group healing session, using one of the many modalities that I am certified and trained in that will best support again that energy and that power word, that power theme for the month. Wow. And it's an ongoing membership. It's month to month at $88, really accessible. It's a beautiful environment, and it just kind of gives you a little taste of, you know, a little bit of everything that I kind of do. for those that are just kind of like stepping into their journey, just getting their feet wet, or for the woman that, you know, kind of struggles with that accountability of doing the things, right? Sometimes we need that reminder for that self-care. Sometimes we need that reminder for that connection, but it also offers a space for new perspective, which is super powerful in our healing journey, as well as the ascension process.
Beautiful. So everyone can discover you at your website, melaniecolton.com. Links to your Instagram and Facebook are in the description. So Instagram, you are Soul Filled Society.
Yes.
And you have a group on Facebook. Is that group open to everyone?
It is. We got a free group, which is also Soul Filled.
Soul Filled.
Yeah, Soul Filled Society on Facebook as well, which is just a free group where I jump in, I do lives, I do master classes, I post a whole bunch of things that just come through me.
Beautiful.
It's all magic.
It's just it's totally magical. And I know a lot of women and males that want to, you know, get in touch with their divine feminine side that definitely could use this support. And so thank you for all you do for everyone on the planet. And thank you so much for being on the show today. And may this podcast bring you many blessings in your life and your business. So thank you so much, Goddess.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So let me just check to see if there's any questions. Lots of people are saying hi, but I don't see any questions. So last call for questions while I just finish up with a few announcements. Speaking of chakras, my latest release is called Seven Spheres of Light. It is a guided meditation chakra album with high frequency music and channeled meditations to balance each chakra. And that's available on my website. So that was an amazing process to create that. I was definitely divinely guided to make this, and it was so much fun. So I'm really excited to share it with all of you. And I hope it brings you many, many beautiful moments of healing. You can listen to the audios or watch the animated videos. And it also comes with an ebook all about your chakras and how to use the meditations throughout your life. Today's essential oil of the day is Valor Roll-On. It's one of my favorite essential oils. So today's sponsor is Young Living Essential Oils. If you have a Young Living account, you must order Valor, because it is a beautiful oil to work with to uplift your spirits and make you feel good all day long. Also really great for your wrinkles and bags under your eyes. I call it my natural Botox. And it's a blend of black spruce, blue tansy, camphor wood, frankincense, and geranium oils. So if you don't have a Young Living account, you can go to my website in the About section and you can receive 24% off with a starter kit for all of your current or future purchases. So that's just one way you can support the show as well, by ordering some beautiful Nature's Living Energy to support you in your life. So we have amazing guests coming up. So if you are listening in podcast land, you can subscribe to the show so you don't miss out. And if you are watching on Facebook, thank you for joining us. And you can follow my page, Tabitha Polaris, if you're new, so you can get a notification for the next time we go live. Usually I go live on Tuesdays. And again, thank you everyone who's listening, who's holding the space with us today. And remember, stay in the frequency of light, open your eyes to see the truth, and hold that love in your heart. So just place your hands together in Gassho, palms facing each other, and hold in front of your chest with your thumbs resting over your heart. And we give thanks for learning about how to expand our intuitive gifts and to connect with our divine feminine and to receive any wisdom that Melanie has shared with us, that we may live better lives, happier lives, peaceful lives, and abundant lives. And take a moment to acknowledge that incredible divine consciousness that you are. You are love and light. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You are part of the universe, and it would not be the same without you. So live in the light, spread the light, and be the light. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.